Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Action Features. Oh, man.
Whoa.
I'm going to enjoy a nice cold slice.
Hey, Mikey, toss me a ninja slice.
James, are you having a cold
touchdown.
Slice of pizza?
Yeah, I am. A cold slice of La Rosa's pizza. Mmm. It's just as good cold.
It's La Rosa's pizza is just as good cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not very good to begin with, if you ask me.
Not unless you get the garlic pesto sauce.
For those who don't know, you know, we have La Rosa's here. It's a restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant. They're known for their pizza, I guess. But they have this sauce. The spaghetti sauce is really sweet, and I don't like sweet sauce.
I like sweet sauce.
I know. Everybody around me does. Everybody, I have family that comes in from town, and they're like, oh,
let's get some La Rosa's.
We have to get La Rosa's because they don't have it outside of Cincinnati. And I hate it. It just makes my stomach hurt to think about eating regular La Rosa's pizza or anything. So
it's usually when we get here at work, since Mike's a baby,
I'm an outcast.
We have to get garlic pesto sauce on the pizza instead of the regular pizza
sauce. Oh, yeah, because of me. Here's what happens.
You're a real baby.
Here, let me tell you guys a story.
Real baby.
Every time we get pizza, they order like one garlic pesto sauce pizza instead of the marinara.
I ordered two this time.
You ordered two this time because you're smart. But normally we order one, and that's for me. That's for me.
That's for you.
And what happens is that everybody wants the garlic pesto pizza.
It's the best.
Because it's the best. And they don't. And so there's tons of the other left over.
We had four today.
Tons of pepperoni pizza left over, whatever.
I got four pizzas today.
Yeah.
We had garlic pesto cheese, garlic pesto mushroom.
Yeah.
We had a four cheese with the regular sauce, and we had a regular sauce with pepperoni. I'll tell you what's left in there.
Pepperoni.
There were two slices of pepperoni left and half of the red sauce four cheese.
Right.
There was none of the pesto pizza left.
That's gone.
And a lot of people say they don't like mushrooms. That was the first one gone.
I don't listen to people. You did the best pick of all the...
I did it.
Normally people say, oh,
I did the halvesies.
Let's get a bunch of... Everybody loves
just get
meat.
The sauce.
Everybody loves meat.
Everybody loves a meat pizza. A meat get the meat pleaser.
Get the meat pleaser.
Please. With the
please.
Meat.
Two large pizzas specials.
Get the pizzas. I edited myself right then.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I find this to be a problem really everywhere. Anyway, no matter what the pizza is.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you just say, oh, I don't eat meat. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just get one cheese pizza.
We'll get one cheese.
We'll get one pepperoni pizza, one sausage lover.
We'll get one bacon. We get one ham lover.
Yeah. They get all these pizzas. And everybody wants the cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I'll have a slice of cheese.
I think I'm just going to have a slice of cheese.
I just like a slice of cheese pizza. And then here I am.
You're Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
I'm Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I've long identified with his character. For that reason and other reasons. Yeah.
Because you got left home alone.
And I had to take out some burglars.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, what do you want to talk about this episode?
Ma'am.
Lots of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and Some things have got my goat.
Well, the big thing is that San Diego Comic-Con happened.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about is going to stem from that.
Yeah. I would like to... let's try and include as much good stuff as we can.
Okay. There's a lot of good stuff on the toy front.
Yeah.
Some stuff that I'm going to say is going to surprise people, I think.
Wow.
Maybe they'll be surprised.
Maybe I'll be surprised.
I don't know where you want to start. Where do you want to start? Movies? Toys?
Let's start with, I've been making this list for like a week.
You love making lists.
And, I love making lists. And, there's something I forgot on here that I wrote last week.
I'm gonna have one of these salty pretzels to kill some of this sweet La Rosa sauce.
It's a nice exchange. Let's talk about whatever you want first. Is it toys?
We can talk about toys from San Diego County.
Just like one toy? Just talk about like one.
I got a burp. I'm gonna do it off the mic.
Don't do it on mic. Talk about just like one toy. Can you do that?
Okay, I'll talk about one toy. I can't do it, actually.
Okay.
I can't talk about just one toy.
Okay.
I can talk about toy news from the what I liked and what I didn't like.
Okay.
There's really nothing I didn't like. Anything I didn't like, I'm just gonna ignore.
That's a good...
Anytime I hear about something I don't like, I'm just gonna walk away.
Just walk away.
I'm just gonna walk away from here.
That's a good policy.
I'm gonna start with who I think was... If not the best, it was in the running for the best. NECA is always killing it. I
like NECA.
NECA kills it every time. But the surprising showing for me this time was Mattel.
Yeah, I was surprised that you're okay with me.
Man, they pulled out all the stops this year. They really did a good job, and it shows. You know, I'm not pointing any fingers, but Scott Neitlich is no longer with Mattel.
Is that a coincidence? We'll leave you to decide.
All of a sudden, they have a great showing at San Diego Con, and you see a bunch of stuff that there was always talked about is off the table, can't happen, can't do things that way. You get full disclosure on the subs. None of this whole, we're going to show you a couple figures, sign up for the sub. It's full disclosure. Here's what you're going to get on the sub. If you don't like it, then don't buy the sub. So no baby games.
Not games for babies.
You get the Filmation as a sub line, where they actually look like the Filmation cartoon as their own little subscription. You get the Fans' Choice line, which is filling in some of the gaps from the main line, the Masters of the Universe Classics line. You get a Thundercats sub, which Thundercats was again and again not going to happen.
I love those.
Those look fantastic. And then you get a giant Snake Mountain playset, bigger than the Castle Grayskull they did, with like that's Bluetooth ready, so you can actually like it's like a speaker inside the Snake Mountain, so you can send your stuff through your phone to this thing. An incredible showing. The Filmation figures can't look any better than they do. They look so nice. They look so on-model to the cartoon. I really feel like it's a separate line, that the Masters of the Universe Classics line's kind of almost run its course. They are getting some other things out,
yeah.
But those Filmation figures are so great, they actually have me tempted to come back to Matty Collector. I don't think I'll do it, but I'm really, really tempted. And this is the first time I've even felt tempted by something from Matty Collector in a long time.
Yeah.
And those Thundercats, doing them with the He-Man Buck body so that they can interact and be part of that line, genius. They look so great. And then, you know, the Talon Fighter and Point Dread, they could have just shown the Talon Fighter and Point Dread, and I would have already been like, that's great. They're showing a vehicle and a playset together. That's amazing. That's a good job. Yeah. You know, here's something that they kept saying, this is off the table, this is off the table. Here it is now.
On the table.
Back on the table. So, yeah, Mattel, great showing. Really great.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
that wasn't me. I thought that was going to be you.
NECA, like I said at the beginning, it's either NECA or Mattel that is the best at San Diego Con for me. NECA is just, they always do a good show. They always have really cool stuff to show. That Sarah Connor figure is, that Ultimate Sarah Connor. I don't know what that is.
That was a guitar sound. That was how rad Sarah Connor figure looks.
That is rad, dude. So she looks great. They showed a couple more the alien stuff from like the Alien Isolation game. And I don't play the game, so I don't really know too much about that. But they looked good. They showed a really cool Jason from Part 6. That looked really great.
From Freddy vs. Jason?
They continued their video game tribute line with a Leatherface from the Atari game. They showed those Home Alone figures, which I think looked like a lot of fun. Those are really great. My favorite line from them is Planet of the Apes, and it's sad to see that line kind of dying off. There was nothing new there. I kind of expected it to happen, but it still is a bummer to not have those have a presence there, because that really is the indicator that it's probably over.
It's probably not going to make it.
It's probably not going to make it. Is there anything you want to chime in with the toy stuff? Because I'm going to keep going.
You know, I can't even think of toy stuff that I saw. There were some cool G.I. Joe things,
yeah.
But once again, you can't really get those unless you're part of an exclusive club.
Unless you join the club.
All the things that you said. I can't think of anything that toy-wise that would like knock my socks off.
I don't think we talked about it before the show, before the last show, but DC Collectibles showed the next wave of Batman animated stuff. Ra's al Ghul,
oh, yeah.
Zatanna.
Yes.
Clarion the Witch Boy with Demon Etrigan and Commissioner Gordon. And those all look great. They also had a commercial they made for the show.
That was cool.
That was a lot of fun. Other than Kevin Smith showing up, I was really cool
with that.
That's okay. I don't like Kevin Smith.
I don't either. But
it was cool. It was funny. And it's neat that they're showing that much love to that line. I mean, none of their other lines get a commercial and a special art poster thing they made and all these, a giant vehicle. Yeah, it made that noise. So that was really neat. They also had a Clayface there that they didn't let people take pictures of, and a Harley, and Firefly, and Anti-Fire Suit Batman. All that stuff's great. That's one of the lines I'm really into and I collect, and I'm happy to see.
Very nice.
They really have a wide range of characters that are coming out. Diamond Select showed almost the full range of their Ghostbusters, and they put the old Mattel figures to shame.
Those look great.
Those are incredible looking. they showed the slide that showed like the giant mock-up of what the rooftop scene will look like that you build by buying all 12 figures. That's going to be amazing. And to go all out right off the bat, it's not just here's a bunch of Ghostbusters. Here's also Lewis. Here's Janine. Here's Dana as Zool.
Which all those look great, too.
Yeah, Walter Peck. Here's Gozer. Here's the Terror Dog. Yeah. Awesome. Afford them, I'd be all over them.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
I can't get into it.
If I see those in stores, I'll be tempted by Peter Venkman.
Yeah, they look really, really sharp.
I wish they had done that with Expendables.
I wish they only did three figures. And they weren't that nice compared to what they're doing with these.
In a movie that's known for its ensemble cast.
Yeah, they did like three guys.
Eh, that's okay.
So those are all great. Okay. Kind of the two things, and I can't consider this really a disappointment because it's not a product I saw and said, hey, that's not very good. Disappointing showings were, again, Hasbro with Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're still keeping it close to the vest. And I was talking to Blaze about this. At this point, it's almost kind of neat, though.
I'm okay with it.
Because we're less than 2 months away now from the figures actually being on the shelves, and we still haven't seen them. And that's unheard of nowadays.
Yeah.
To be this close to figures actually hitting the stores, and we still haven't seen a single one of them, it'd be kind of neat at this point if they could just push on these next month and a half and have that midnight event really be something where you're going to see those figures for the first time.
I would enjoy that.
I would kind of dig that.
I'm in for it.
I'd be down with that. It's almost like the episode one figures release. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing those before I saw them at the store. So if they're shooting for that again, that'd be kind of fun.
That'd be awesome.
Man, they're only a month and a half away, so but, they might be able to pull it off.
The thing with that is, they don't. I don't know if it's because of Star Wars, but they don't seem to be doing anything else. Hasbro.
Well, they showed some Marvel, a bunch of Marvel stuff.
Oh, did they?
And they showed some Transformers stuff, but
I forgot they do Transformers, so they are.
Yeah, they're. Busy. I mean, they don't have the presence they used to, but they do have a few lines out there. Obviously, Star Wars is going to be the driving force. Right. I'm just going to be forward to see how much product they managed to keep under wraps up to that date. Because you know it's going to be a big push. It's not going to be like one wave of figures, and that's it. There's probably going to be vehicles and figures and everything else that are showing up.
There's a lot that was shown on that list for the product list.
That product list that they had floating around. There was like large vehicles and small vehicle classes and a Falcon that was supposedly going to be there and tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'll definitely be out that midnight. I want to be part of that one last time. You know, if it is the last time of doing these.
I think I would like to go to.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. And the other one that was kind of frustrating was Funko. And they came out and said that, you know, we don't do San Diego reveals. They had a booth, but they didn't really do.
We came out here to tell you that we're not going to be showing anything.
Yeah, they said we save our reveals for Toy Fair. That kind of makes no sense.
And why are you
why
here?
Do the show then? I mean, I know you have exclusives and things like that, but why not bring out a couple new products? This is a big press event. Here's a chance to have a little bit of press, you know? But I did glean some things that I was reading online, and that was that they are hopefully going to do a third wave of Game of Thrones legacy figures, so that maybe the legacy line is going to keep moving forward. They said that there probably won't be a second wave of Firefly, or they didn't say anything about Rocketeer. The only thing they commented on with legacy was that they are working on sculpting the third wave of Game of Thrones. So legacy might not be over. Reaction, they had a bunch of changes with. They said they're going to start pulling back for more modern licenses. Oh. They're going to go for more pre-90s stuff.
Good.
Which is the right move for that kind of figure.
Yeah.
It really should be pre-90s
stuff.
I think
sales
stuff.
Have probably reflected that, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of the lingering stuff is the stuff that came after the 90s. They said they want to kind of refocus it and get it back to what the idea originally was, as opposed to kind of what they're doing now, where it's any license they have, regardless if it's this year or something, is going to get a reaction figure. That doesn't make sense. Bill and Ted's off the table now, which is a huge bummer.
Man.
I want a Bill and Ted reaction figure.
I would have got those.
Especially with as good as the Jaws figures are. The Jaws figures are great.
Those are fantastic.
The Gremlins figures look great. They've really stepped it up with these latest offerings. So yeah, those are off the table, which is a huge bummer. Planet of the Apes is now off the table because they don't have the license for Planet of the Apes anymore. That's a huge bummer. I would have loved Planet of the Apes like that. Yeah. And there was something else that they said is now kind of off the table.
I wonder why Bill and Ted is gone. Like,
I don't know.
Who's stopping that?
I don't know if they let it lapse or they just decided they weren't interested in doing those after all.
That can't be.
I can't see that either. Bill and Ted's, like, one of the lines that they announced, everybody was like, wow, Bill and Ted, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. So, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. But speaking of Funko, hang on, let me...
I was going to try and fill that space, but I blanked out.
It was very, very short.
I blanked out.
All right. So Blaze in the car the other day, he was saying, he's really into Funko reaction figures now. He's got a full set of Jaws that he got for his birthday. A happy belated birthday to Blaze. He just turned 13 on Tuesday.
Happy birthday, dude.
So he's got a full wave of the Jaws stuff. He's got the shark and the crew figures. And he's got a full wave of Back to the Future. And he's got the Rocketeer, and he's got Jack Burton. So he's got a good little collection of reactions going. He's got more than I do, I think, at this point. So he said, we were in the car the other day, and he said, what are the top five, like, you guys should do a top five of reaction lines you'd like to see? Like, ones that aren't announced or anything like that, but that you'd like to have. And I was like, that's a good idea for top five. We'll do that at some point.
Yeah.
He said, well, I got my list ready to go. Oh. I'm like, really? Let's hear it. He's like, well, number five is Thundercats. Like those in that style.
That'd be
cool. Number four is The Shadow. I would like just a shadow.
I love that, yes. Give me a shadow.
Number three would be The Real Ghostbusters.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
From the cartoon.
From the cartoon.
Yeah.
Number two, Dick Tracy.
That would be awesome.
Something like that. And it's number one, Night Dads. It was hilarious, man. He was like, I'd buy Night Dads reaction.
I would buy Night Dads. Let's see if we can get that deal arranged somehow, because I'm
with Funko.
I'm down.
The Night Dad's reaction figures going.
Night Dad's.
And we were singing it. I started singing it in the car. That there we need them, Night Dad's. Take care and believe them.
Man, I forget about Night Dad's.
I do too.
Daily, I forget about them daily.
I want to see it again. I want to see,
man,
Night Dad's again.
That's funny.
That was a good callback from Blaze there, yeah. Night Dad's. That's pretty much it for toy stuff that I can think of that really impressed me or had me scratching my head from San Diego Con.
Yeah.
All right. There wasn't too much else that... I mean, there's other things that are super impressive, like some of the hot toy stuff, but...
We don't even talk about those things here.
I can't even think about how much some of those things cost, like the Falcon cockpit.
It's out of our price range.
The TIE Fighter. I'm just like, well, there's no way I could ever afford that, so... I'm not even going to think about it.
Don't even think about it.
I'm not going to think about it.
Don't think about it.
I'm not going to think about it. Oh, the Mondo Mirage Studios original comic Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, you thought about that.
Those look great. I don't know if I can afford them, but they look great.
Mm.
They're also bringing back Mad Balls.
Mad Balls, huh?
They're like really like well-sculpted, kind of almost like the art that was on Mad Balls packaging of Mad Balls.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat thing to come back.
That's cool.
That's about it. That's about it.
Yeah, okay.
So now what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to intersperse some other sort of media-related news items. I mean, sort of movie or comic-related news items.
Yeah, yeah.
With our Comic-Con talk.
Yeah, intersperse it.
So here's my thing. Tom Selleck got busted for stealing water. Come on, Tom Selleck.
Come on, dude.
Man, Tom Selleck.
Come on, Tom Selleck.
Magnum. Okay,
come on.
Actually, now that I said it, I'm not surprised. Because Magnum P.I., everything he had was borrowed. That car wasn't his.
That's not his. That mustache was probably borrowed.
That mustache was probably borrowed. Those shorts were borrowed.
Everything.
The ball cap. The ball cap was probably his. He wasn't eating his own food. He was staying at Robin's house. So, maybe I'm not surprised that he...
I can see him stealing water.
It's funny. I like Tom Selleck, and I just thought it was really odd and funny. It's not like a shameful thing, but it's kind of like embarrassing. Like, okay, you paid somebody to come and water your pool to fill up your pool with a fire hydrant. Is that embarrassing?
It's a little embarrassing.
Did you think that you weren't going to get caught, Tom Selleck?
You're Tom Selleck. People are watching your every move.
There's Magnum PI, man. People are on you like white on rice.
Yeah, you're not going to escape the paparazzi.
No.
You're Tom Selleck.
Not with that mustache.
No way.
Now, if you had shaved...
Like in that one season of Friends where he shaved?
And it was weird.
It was super weird.
Nobody liked that.
Nope.
But if he did that, maybe nobody would notice. But anyway.
So.
That's funny and shameful, sort of.
It is shameful.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
I still like Tom Selleck. I'll
never stop liking him.
I'll support him.
Yeah.
I'll support
I hope
Tom
he does
Selleck.
It again.
You know what? I'm turning around. I do too.
What else you got?
The state of California should be going to Tom Selleck's house saying, Is there any water needs that you have?
We know you're Tom Selleck. You're a big draw for our state.
We know that you're Tom Selleck. We know that you did Magnum P.I. We know that you're going to be Indiana Jones.
We saw the test footage.
Is there any... Do you have any pools that need filling? Maybe a lawn that needs watered or something?
We want to keep you here. We don't want to lose you to, like, Arizona.
We don't want to lose you.
We don't want Magnum P.I. to move to Arizona.
Come on, that doesn't even make sense. Magnum P.I. in Arizona? Here.
We need you in our town.
We need you in the state of California.
Yeah, I understand.
They should have gone to him.
Yeah.
And he offered that.
He can just kind of cross his arms and kind of go... Mm-hmm.
And nod.
Yep. That's what I thought.
That's right.
That's what I thought. I'm Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. I don't know if you saw the sign on the gate.
It's Tom Selleck. What else you got?
Well, I guess we're going to have to get to some bad stuff eventually. Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
They've shown, it's probably, has it been? Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Okay, so several things have been revealed from the new Ghostbusters film. The car, and the jumpsuits, and the proton pack. And I honestly can't say that I'm, like, too mad about any of it. But this is my point. It seems like it's less than what the film had before, less design-wise. It's not as good, but it's not as different to make me say, whoa, I have a reaction to this. It's just there, which, what is the point of making this film is what I want to know. What is the point of this?
The only point of it is money.
And of course it's not out yet.
Yeah.
And I know that, oh, it's going to be hilarious. I know that, okay? I know it's
going to
be funny.
Oh, everybody's telling you it's
going to be
funny.
Those girls are funny.
You saw Bridesmaids, didn't you? It's going to be funny.
Bridesmaids was funny.
This will be funny. It was Bridesmaids.
You know what I would take? Bridesmaids 2.
I would rather watch Bridesmaids 2 than this.
I'll watch that.
Or I'd rather watch, okay, well, now the brides are going on an adventure together.
How about a the vampire hunters?
Yeah, exactly. The Bridesmaids have now decided to become occult investigators, and they're going to go do this thing.
Great idea.
And it's going to be Bridesmaids versus the Ghosts.
Yeah.
If they called it that, I'd be interested in seeing it.
You would see that.
I would see that. But I don't want to see it when it's called Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So anyway.
And here comes Dan Aykroyd, who's, I guess, got a cameo in the film. And he says, the girls are great. They're hilarious. They're this. They're BAs. They're this. What? You slipped in the BA again.
Everybody
read something else where it was like, come on. You just don't like Ghostbusters. Stop calling it female Ghostbusters. Just call it Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, as long as they're a team of hilarious BAs, it can be Ghostbusters. I guess I saw a different Ghostbusters, because the Ghostbusters were never BAs.
They're not BAs.
That's what makes it cool.
You don't have to slip in a BA.
That's what makes it cool. They get scared.
Right.
They have their moments where they're brave.
They kind of mess up a little bit.
They mess up. They're funny. They kind of push each other, throw each other the wolves almost sometimes. They do goofy things. When the chips are down, though, they come through. But they're not BAs.
They're not BAs.
They're not BAs.
They're not weightlifting.
There's not a single guy on the team that's a BA. It's not a team of BAs.
They don't have attitudes.
So I don't want to ever see the Ghostbusters described as BAs. It has no business being anywhere near the franchise of Ghostbusters. Please stop using that word for every single thing. The new Batman vs. Superman trailer was BA, because Batman was BA, and Superman was BA, and Wonder Woman was BA, and it was kind of BA the way that Lex Luthor was acting, and then the Suicide Squad trailer, that was super BA. Who knows? That was super BA, because Joker was BA, and Harley Quinn was BA, and Deadshot was super BA, and Killer Croc looked like a BA, and then there was Katana, and she looked kind of like a BA. Yeah. And then now the Ghostbusters pictures came out, those girls look like BAs, man. It's total BAs.
Real BAs.
I'm so sick of it. Find a new word.
Find a
new word to describe your new crap.
Find a new direction.
It's unbelievable to me.
It's
everybody uses that word. Everybody's using that word. It's describing everything.
They love the word.
Even if it has nothing to do with being a BA, they're going to call it a BA. It's something new, so it's BA. Gotta hate it. I'm so sick of it.
I think that word is being used a lot because everything is. I was just talking to Matt
terrible
about this. Everything is funneled into the same. The same mold. Everything has to be the same thing, the same feel, the same. And we've talked about all that before. But yeah. They're not BAs. They're not lifting weights at the gym.
No, they're not.
They're not.
They're not Wolverine.
They're not whipping the zip at the
gym.
They're
not whipping the zip. They're not whipping any kind of zip.
They're not getting any zip at the gym.
There's no zip
they don't even
or
have
whip.
They don't have any whip at the
At the firehouse. I think it's like, I don't even know if it's the firehouse this time. I won't say what it What's is it because be? I saw it online.
Oh.
But I'm not going to say it because I'm going to ruin anything.
Is it a funeral home?
Might want to see this film. I'm not going to say.
But
I can tell you one thing. There's no whip to zip there.
Is it an old Subway restaurant?
It might be.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that word. I'm sick of that description.
Yeah.
It's the go-to thing. When you can't describe something because it's really not new, and it's not original, and it's not cool, and it's not better than the other thing, the first thing to go to is call it BA.
Well, yeah, it's a term that is just getting abused.
Totally. All right, so that was Ghostbusters, and I really don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay, we'll move on. My hair product, I just found out, is a 9 out of 10 on the hold.
Whoa.
It's on the bottle itself. It says, there's a scale, 1 to 10, and it says 9.
Yeah. You don't want to go up one more, man.
Don't get 10.
It's never getting out.
Don't get 10.
It's always going to be in there.
Why would you get, like, 1 or 2? It's not even going to be effective
at
that
point.
You're
going to leave the house and it's over.
1 through 5 is really going to be kind of...
It's a spray bottle of water.
Yeah, like putting some water on
your
hair.
It's just going to be, you're sprayed your hair with some water. It's actually going to defeat what you did.
That's right.
And you're going to style it, and then you're going to spray the 1 on there, and everything's going to flatten.
And I want to know, do they actually have, I haven't looked, but do they actually have lower numbers? Can I actually get a 6? Can I get a 5? I'm not understanding the scale.
I don't get it either. I've seen that before, and I agree that it's...
I might have talked about this before. There are other things, too, that are like that. I went to buy furnace filters.
Yeah.
And they have best, they have good, better, and best.
There's no, because they don't want to say anything is moderate or not very good.
I think there's one that just says, like, okay. just okay.
One says, meh.
Nah.
M-E-H. Yeah. Meh. Well, it's cheap.
Just okay.
Meh.
Why not just make good products?
Oh, no.
And
no,
sell
no,
those.
No, not going to do that.
I do appreciate that they're being upfront.
They're
like,
being honest about
you're
it.
You're buying one that is just okay.
Yeah.
This is adequate.
I drove by a place that was a car dealership, and it says something like "Decent Rides."
That's the name of
it? Yeah, it was the name of the car dealership.
They don't want to make you think that they're going to get something good.
If you're coming here for a high class, if you're coming here for superior rides, you don't want to show up. These are decent.
Superior Rides is a few blocks up the street.
These are good enough. Good enough rides. That we're going to call it good enough. You can afford it, rides.
You can afford these, at least.
They're decent.
For now.
It's decent.
It's decent.
It's decent. It's not great.
It does smell like.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Does some smell like somebody left a chicken in the trunk for a year?
I'm gonna be honest. There's a good chance that most of these cars are gonna break down on you, but they are decent.
They're decent.
They're decent.
They're worth. You know, we try to price these appropriately.
Decent rides.
All right. What else? What else do you have?
Okay. There was the. There was some trailer stuff shown.
Yeah, there were some quite a few. Big trailer things going on. There's a lot of big movies going on right now.
Yeah. Marvel kind of skipped out on San Diego Con this time because they didn't really have... It's at that point right now where there's not much new to show.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, they know what's coming at this point and we're kind of far off from this, you know. There's really not really a reason to do a big show this time, so they skipped out, which is a smart move.
Yeah, good for them.
If you're comfortable with your slate right now and you don't have a ton of new stuff to bring to the table, why even bother to do the show? It's got to be a huge expense.
Right.
So they didn't do it. And meanwhile, DC took that as the opportunity to go, well, we're going to own Comic-Con. We're going to own it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be huge. So they had their Superman versus Batman trailer, which if you like CGI fights and dark, drab, colorless superheroes, you'll really dig this trailer. If you also like whiny, emo Lex Luthor, you'll also love this trailer. So there was that. And I mean, I don't want to get too down on it because there are some people that's their flavor and that's what they want and that's what they like to see. It is not for me. I will say there were a couple things in that trailer that I did enjoy.
Yeah.
I think that Ben Affleck is going to be a fine Batman. That's never been either of our problem.
Right.
We've always said that Ben Affleck would probably be a pretty decent Batman.
Right.
I think that the armored suit especially is way cool looking.
That's cool.
The desert suit was really cool looking.
Yeah, with the goggles and everything.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That is really awesome looking. But other than that, I was unimpressed.
You know, that I was actually kind of excited to see some of those things And I think everybody is really only talking about Batman. So this has become
Batman's
movie.
Yep.
And so, yeah, for me, I'm just kind of worried about all the other things that are getting thrown in. I'd rather just have the Batman movie now.
I would too.
Instead of...
I'd rather not skip to the... What they're saying is more towards the end of Batman's career to begin on this. And then go back and do a Batman movie that takes place before this? I don't know.
No.
But yeah, it's kind of the other things other than Batman that are just totally unappealing in the trailer.
While we're on this...
Superman is just as unappealing as he was before.
While we're on this... Oh, keep going.
So Superman is just as unappealing as he was before. And you get the voiceover from his mom where he owes nothing to the world. You get a Wonder Woman in this midst of the CGI scene doing a slow motion battle thing and... I don't know. To me, she doesn't really feel like Wonder Woman. Like, she doesn't look like Wonder Woman to me.
She's a little frail.
Exactly. And then you've got a Lex Luthor that is such a far departure from Lex Luthor that I don't even want to see him on the screen.
That's my favorite part.
And anybody that tries to tell me whether they're trying to do something fresh and original, then do another character.
Yeah.
If you want to do that guy that Jesse Eisenberg's playing, then do that guy that Jesse Eisenberg's playing and don't call it Lex Luthor.
Right.
And then just like it was really the overabundance of CGI that really got me. Like, it was scenes that could easily be Ben Affleck in a Batman suit hanging off the side of a building shooting a grapple gun. It's CGI Ben Affleck in a Batman suit. Or it's CGI Ben Affleck in the Batman suit fighting Superman. And I don't like that. And that's going to lead into something else we're going to talk about, I know, in a couple of spots here.
Probably.
About practical effects and how much of a difference it makes.
We'll get to that.
People are loving it, but I did not enjoy it.
While we're on that, the thing that took over for me is all the superhero stuff quickly faded into the background of me caring. I'm fine with everything except Jesse Eisenberg stands out to me. I can't believe that they thought that was going to be a good idea. He comes on, he's got this long stringy hair, and he's like... The red coats are coming.
Capes.
The red capes are coming.
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 What are you supposed to be?
The red capes
besides
are coming.
Jesse Eisenberg. I don't like
that's
that kid.
Me either.
I don't like him.
I don't either. I gotta be honest. I don't like him.
I don't think he's a fine actor.
He acts like himself. He can only, every movie. Yeah, that's all he does.
At this point in time, he is not somebody that I can admire or respect for any
and his
ability.
Comments,
he doesn't. That's leading into the next thing. Jesse Eisenberg goes to Comic-Con and makes a stupid comment about...
He relates the crowd to genocide. Like,
he's going through genocide to be involved there, and he can't stand everybody screaming. And if
we were paraphrasing, but it was the effect of he didn't like the crowd.
And if you need any... If you need to feed on that, if you need that to enjoy something or that sort of attention, then you have a sad life or something like that. And I think he was overwhelmed with the situation, and I can imagine being a star and getting hounded all the time and really want some privacy. But you know what? You did choose to be in movies.
You did choose to...
And also, you're in a huge comic book movie that's coming
that's
out. Now is not the time to dog all of your fans,
that's
you
the thing.
Idiot. What an idiot.
He signed on for that film. He knows. I mean, you have to be living under a rock for the last 10 years to not know that if you sign on for a comic film, you're asking for that crowd.
You have to be living under Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, you'd have to smell what he's cooking. But you'd have to be living under this rock all this time to not know that that was what you were in for, especially when you sign on to go to Comic-Con. You have to know that that's what you're in for.
Yeah, it's a giant venue with like thousands upon thousands of people.
So to compare the people that sat in lines for probably days to get into that panel just to wait to see you and to be part of your panel and to hear what your movie's about and to be excited about it and to cheer you on, to compare that to genocide... And to talk about how, oh, these people, I can't believe all the screaming and all this different thing, I can't get over it. And then he backpedals immediately and says, well, that was hyperbole. I like the fans. And,
I'm sorry you hate it so bad.
You said what you said. Stick by it.
Sorry you hate it so bad. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go away? And we don't have to pay you for this anymore.
That?
We don't have to pay you to come in here and ruin movies anymore.
How about all the people in the crowd that were buying the tickets to see your movie? How about they don't buy a ticket to see your movie now?
Yeah, do that.
How about you, since you don't appreciate anybody, that is paying for your salary, basically. Because if your movies don't have tickets that are bought for them, they're not successes.
Don't worry.
And you become an actor that doesn't get paid.
Don't worry. You won't be in any comic movies ever again.
He's terrible, man.
I'm sure.
Terrible.
I have
no interest in anything Jesse Eisenberg is part of.
I'm sure he won't.
And people are going to defend it, saying, well, he was just bewildered, and he was just saying, he chose the wrong words.
I guess they will.
I'm sorry, there's no getting around that this guy's attitude and the things he said. He didn't appreciate the people that were there to see him and his group.
Yeah,
and
there's so many.
There's nothing, no other way you can put it. He didn't appreciate him.
There's so many other stars that get out there, and you know they're having a hard, you know, it's a hard day to be there for 14 or 12 hours, whatever it is, but they
have fun, and they appreciate it. And they're taking pictures with people, and they're laughing with the crowd, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
You could tell he was just, I'm uncomfortable, and I don't like this.
Of course,
next time, don't do a comic
movie. Of course you're uncomfortable, because if half the fans at a comic convention are able to beat you up, you're probably uncomfortable.
You're probably uncomfortable. It is probably an uncomfortable place.
It's an uncomfortable place to be.
All right, on the other side of DC was the Suicide Squad trailer. And it's really not the trailer itself that I want to talk about. Although, I was not a fan of that whatsoever.
Right.
It's dark, dark, dark. Will Smith gets to play Will Smith again in the movie.
Yep.
I don't know what that thing is, but it's not Harley Quinn. And I don't know what that thing is, but it's not Joker. And I'm basing that just off the trailer. And maybe the movie will come out and it'll be completely different than what I'm thinking it is. I highly doubt it.
I doubt that.
But, so far, not impressed. But what's funny to me, though, is the trailer got leaked. And then Warner Brothers threw a little baby fit. They tried to shut it down everywhere that the little leaked trailer was. And then finally they came out and said something to the effect of, we may not do any more Comic-Cons. We may not show anything else after this. And then they came out with the high-definition version, and they had this long spiel about how they were so mad that somebody leaked the trailer, and they worked tirelessly to get it off the internet. But now, to combat them and to kind of give them sour grapes, they're going to put out the HD version. So that way, the people that leaked it don't get any kind of satisfaction over leaking it. And that they wanted to preserve the experience for the Comic-Con people, or I don't know. But it was this long just tirade about how you guys took our trailer and put it online. Wow, wow, wow. It's free publicity.
This is the age of technology.
You do want publicity for your movie, right? Or you're that ashamed of the trailer that you didn't want people to see it? Or
yeah, you could take that free publicity. It was not of good quality video.
No.
You could let people live with that for a few months and then say, hey,
here's the full one.
Here's the one that, but, yeah.
When this happened to Marvel, and I saw this meme about it today and I reposted it, when I think it was the Avengers trailer got leaked, I can't remember what it is.
They
just did a real quick tweet that said something like, dang it, Hydra, and just like made a joke of it,
right,
that it got leaked. They didn't throw little baby fits because they know that people are excited about it, and everybody wants to see it. Not everybody can go to San Diego Con.
You can't show something. You can't. It's hard to keep things exclusive at a giant convention like that.
It's silly.
Yeah, that's silly.
There's one more bit of movie news that I want to talk about, but I don't know if there's more on top of that.
Hair product 9. What is it?
Now, after this whole thing went down, I saw a bunch of people tweeting out and putting Facebook posts. Looks like it's easy to tell who won Comic-Con, and posting pictures from the DC trailers.
Hmm.
And at first I thought, well, if you're trying to say they beat Marvel, that's not hard because Marvel didn't show up. So it's really not hard to beat somebody that's not there.
It was not difficult.
But they didn't beat anybody because Star Wars showed behind-the-scenes footage from Episode 7, this montage, this special put-together thing. And I'm not afraid to say it. When I watched it, I teared up a little bit. Like, I got emotional watching that behind-the-scenes clip.
It was, that was better than a trailer to me.
Way better than a trailer.
Getting that.
It was so well done. It was emotional. It gave you hope, even more hope for this film than you had before. It laid the groundwork for what they were setting forth with this film. And it made you look at the other things you were seeing and go, yeah, that's the way these should be.
Right.
When they had that opening sequence, and if you haven't seen this, you really need to see it. Go on YouTube and look up Comic-Con 2015 Star Wars behind-the-scenes footage or whatever it is.
It's called The Force Awakens Reel.
Yeah, something like that.
Comic-Con Reel.
It's part of the official Star Wars YouTube channel. It's on there. But it starts out with just clapperboards and music's playing, and you're seeing real sets behind these clapperboards. Like, there's a set of the Falcon, and there's, I guess, some kind of Imperial place maybe or something. And just they're real sets. Like, each one you see in front of the Skyper board is a real set behind it. And then it has a voiceover from Mark Hamill saying something like, real sets, practical effects. And they're showing practical things that are happening. Like that, the TIE fighter in the ground, it started, they showed the concept painting and then a model of the design for it. And that it on a desert set, like in the desert, there, actual thing on fire of a burned up TIE fighter or whatever it was. And then Mark Hamill saying it's like, it's stuff you've seen before, but not like this.
Right.
You know, or something to that effect. Yeah, like it's an adventure you haven't seen before.
I thought it was interesting. He was saying that technology is advanced, but you're still keeping one foot
in the practical effects.
In the
Yeah, and they show a couple of the motion capture thing, but then they show all of these creature effects that are real people in real creature suits.
Actual animatronics and actual masks and... And there was the panel from Comic-Con for Star Wars was really good, too. And I think all these other movies are already underway, and maybe they'll keep going the way that they're going. But already, I feel like what they're doing with Star Wars right now is going to change the landscape again,
I hope.
And people are going to see the success of this film and hear the critical reviews, which... You know, I don't know what the movie's going to be like.
We don't know.
But
we're still months away. But
I'm pretty positive that all those practical effects are going to make a big difference, and it's gonna be a resounding thing. You can hear when they announce anytime they mention practical effects to a crowd, everybody's clapping and cheering and standing up. That's what people want.
People
and I don't
really
understand.
Miss it. They really miss those practical effects. They really do. I mean, it stands out so much to me now. Every time I see where they've switched out a person for a CGI character. Or where it's all in front of a green screen. And, I mean, throughout that Batman vs. Superman trailer, there were so many shots where it's like, wow, they're just standing in a green room probably, and that's just a big CGI background. That's all that is. I mean, just the richness of those backgrounds behind those clapperboards each time was just like, that's astounding, man.
I like that they showed a shot of what's-her-face in the Falcon cockpit. It was a gimbal.
And it was moving around. Right, they were shaking around. I mean, that makes such a difference for the actors, too, where it's like, you're really interacting with something. You're really getting thrown around, or you're really getting to interact with an alien creature that's right in front of you, or there's an explosion and it's right there, and they're really jerking those guys with wires across the landscape to show the explosion. And it was just so amazing to see all those things like to be really, really done, where it's like, okay, they could have done the CGI, and, you know, George Lucas would have done it CGI, but
funny thing
they chose not to.
The funny thing is, it shouldn't be amazing.
It shouldn't.
That's filmmaking.
It shouldn't. 101. You're right. I mean, that's the way it is now.
You're right. Exactly. It's
But even through all that, and I was really with it. And I was like, this is amazing. What I'm seeing is amazing. And you hear the model guys talking about, it's not every day you get to build an X-wing,
right?
And you get to build a full Millennium Falcon. And the guy's like, I come to work every day and I'm smiling, and that's awesome. And you can feel that in somebody's work too, like. If they're happy doing their work is going to show it.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of those guys that work on CGI projects and stuff like that, they're just like in front of a computer, type, type, type. You're not building anything, really.
Right.
You're not seeing it come together like physically in front of you. You're just seeing it on a computer screen, and you can turn it and go back and da-da-da. And you get little things when you make something where it's like a little imperfection, and it stays there, and it's part of the character now. So all that was great. And then you get a shot, and they talk about being there with the legends, and they show Anthony Daniels suiting up for 3PO, which is the first time we've seen 3PO for this movie, other than that little picture that got leaked. And then they showed Carrie as Leia, and that was like...
It was cool.
That's Leia. Like, yeah, right there, that's Leia. But, I mean, obviously the ending with Han is where you're really like, holy moly, this is really happening.
Yeah.
That's really old Han Solo slowly lowering himself into the Falcon cockpit... pilot seat.
The Space Talon, you mean.
The Space Talon. Man, it was... Cool. It gave me chills. Even talking about right now, I've got chills. Thinking about...
You have goose pimples.
I've got goose pimples thinking about those scenes and that that behind-the-scenes footage. So much better than a trailer. When they announced that they weren't doing a trailer, I was behind that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great. Keep it under wraps. Don't let me see as... Give me as little as I can going into the movie because I want to be surprised.
Right.
So this is the perfect thing to give everybody. Give everybody a taste of the film and what they're doing without giving away anything from the movie.
There's a certain reverence to it, you know? A certain respect for the franchise and for just the movie making in general, it seems like. That was very exciting. And the panel was cool. All the main cast was there. And Harrison Ford came out. at the end, and it was great to see him, and he was smiling. He seemed happy to be.
He didn't talk about it being genocide afterwards,
that.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
It was his first comment.
He didn't
though,
say.
It?
Wait a minute. I think maybe he did say that it was. Oh no, he didn't. He did not say that it was like genocide.
You mean he appreciated the fans that were there to see him?
It seems like maybe he did.
That's weird.
That is weird. One of the biggest stars in the world.
Really weird.
Han Solo and Indiana Jones can go to a convention and enjoy some of the attention that he's getting.
That's really strange.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's odd.
Maybe I'll buy a ticket for his movie.
So that was the winner of Comic-Con was that footage. I've watched it a few times since then.
For me too.
Every time I watch it, I still get the same feeling. Like, this is going to be something special.
What other trailers were shown?
I really didn't pay attention to much else.
Well, there was they showed some Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah, footage. There was that. That looks great, man.
That looks really cool.
They showed the trailer for that. That looks like a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
It really
does. I'm probably not going to be able to... Well, I don't have stars, but it's...
I want to get stars
like
just for
ton
that show.
A ton of fake gory blood, which is fine.
And it's
but,
Ash doing Ash
but I don't
lines.
Know
if, yeah. He's got the chainsaw back.
Yeah.
It
looks like they're having a lot. They're just having fun with it.
It looks like it's going to be a fun show. It's going to carry the same vein as Evil Dead 2 and Army Darkness. I'm excited about that show.
Yes.
It's and to see Bruce Campbell back as Ash in the Ash like outfit.
I mean,
to be full on like Ash is pretty cool. Not just a throwaway. You know, give it to the kids and let them handle it type of character.
Anything else? I have a couple things and left, and they're not... Maybe we can get some laughs out of them, but they're kind of complaints. I'm trying to keep it positive lately, guys, but...
This episode. There was... with the new trailers that hit, there was bound to be some complaining from us, you know? I mean, it's not going to be all sunshine and rainbows, you babies.
Do you have anything...
No, that's it for me.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I have something that's kind of funny. Captain. Sulu.
Captain. Chekhov got into my Frosted Flakes. He didn't wrap the cellophane wrapper back up. He just closed the top of the box. They're getting stale.
Uhura's licking all the frosting off and putting it back in.
Will you do something about it, Captain? It's my last box. I've got to wait until we get back to Spaceport before I can get more.
Captain.
I want to make sure I threw one of those in.
Captain, Dr. Bones McCoy is getting fingerprints all over my DVD collection.
They're not even double-sided discs. He just keeps touching the bottom.
Captain.
He puts the back in the wrong cases.
Bones borrowed my copy of Bad News Bears and it came back scratched.
Chekhov borrowed Angel Season 3, put the discs back out of order. I'm watching Episode 9 before Episode 3.
Also, what does the T stand for?
Please, Flapton.
The thing I wrote down last week... The thing I wrote down last week was O Magazine. This is Oprah's magazine. O Magazine... is called out for body shaming because a reader wrote in and asked, this has nothing to do with anything. The reader wrote in and asked, can I pull off a crop top? O says, only if you have a flat stomach. And so they called him out for body shaming. I got to say,
asked the question.
I agree with O Magazine on this.
That's right.
You really shouldn't be wearing a crop top if you're not built for a crop top.
We're body shaming on the show right now.
I'm a body shamer.
We are right now.
I'm constantly body shaming.
You know, speaking of magazines, are you done with that? Is that what you're
going to
say?
That's all. I thought it was kind of a funny thing.
Did you see the GQ Amy Schumer Star Wars thing?
Yeah, I did.
I'm really surprised Disney let that fly.
I am too.
I'm really surprised. It's quite racy.
Very racy.
It's taken the Star Wars characters to a very adult place.
Very racial.
I'm kind of flabbergasted that Disney was okay with that.
Do you remember the Sesame Street song Flabbergasted?
I don't.
Was that Beethoven?
That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah, I was kind of like, wow.
It's pretty, pretty much. You know, like it's, wow, that's pushing things pretty far. So I have a feeling they're probably going to get some backlash over that.
And, if they haven't by now, I don't know if they're going to.
I'm sure they have by now. I'm really, really surprised that they said that, yeah, okay, that's fine, go ahead and do that. If you haven't seen this, I mean,
You can look it up.
You can look it up, but I wouldn't do it at work or anything.
At your own risk.
It might be not suitable for work. NSFW.
Yeah, not suitable for...
Not suitable for work.
Speaking of backlash, do you want to talk about this idiot...
The film Backlash?
Yeah. No, do you want to talk about this idiot that is complaining now
the
about
Star Wars
the... Yeah, about
Leia
the Princess Leia, the slave Leia?
Know, I didn't even watch it because I didn't want to give it any kind of attention whatsoever.
Oh, good for you.
It's as dumb as the Breaking Bad thing, really. Though I somewhat agree...
It's dumber.
Yeah, it's...
Here's the story. This father...
I somewhat agree on the Breaking Bad is what I'm saying.
Right, I know I know what you're saying, yeah.
But, yeah, it's go ahead and tell it. It's
well, this father goes into Target.
The father.
The father. I'm Peter McAllister. The father.
So now if you listen back to this episode and you speed it up, we're going to sound like Macaulay Culkin
That's
in that
right.
part.
Credit card? You got it. He goes into Target and he sees the Slave Leia, the Black Series.
Which is not surprising, because if you go anywhere and look at Black Series figures, you're going to see the Slave Leia.
You're going to see the Slave Leia. And he complains. He's complained to Target about it, and of course he got to be on the local news for some reason.
Of course he did.
And I don't want my 4-year-old daughters. Why are my 4-year-old daughters walking into a toy aisle looking at this? She's got a bikini on, and she's wearing a chain around her neck.
I have no idea what the chain's even there.
He said, I have no answer for why there's a chain around her neck. Oh, really? I have an answer for you. It's because of the movie Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Have you seen it? It came out 35 years ago. It's the third installment in the largest, most successful movie franchise of all time. I don't know if you've heard of it, but you might want to watch it, and then you'll find out the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. I don't have an answer for why there's a chain around a neck, but it's unacceptable. Really? Also, I want to know where you've been for the last 2 years. That figure's been out, and it's been peg-warming.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there for 2 years. Every 3 years, me and my daughters like to go out to town, we like to hit up a Target just to keep informed.
You know, we want to keep up to date on what's happening with the toy aisles.
And I just can't believe. And they show...
I'm flabbergasted.
They show, of course, in the footage... A kid walking into the toy aisle, and she's walking up to the Star Wars section, which has nothing in it right now, so there's one Princess Leia hanging on one peg. It's like, it was embarrassing. And then they've interviewed some other parents, and they say, oh yeah, I don't think that's acceptable for my daughters. No, I wouldn't like them to have that. And one lady says...
Well, it's a $20 toy.
Yeah, one lady says...
It's made for adults.
Oh, that's too much for a 4-year-old. Yeah, it is too much for a 4-year-old because it costs $20. That's too much.
Yeah.
If you're spending that on one figure for your 4-year-old child, maybe you need to reevaluate. Yeah, it's just stupid.
It's silly nowadays. It really is. Now, was it the right choice for Hasbro to use that figure off the gate as the only Princess Leia that was available? Probably not.
Well,
but that either way, it's something from the films.
I wouldn't say it wasn't right.
I don't think it was the right move to use that Leia first, because that's the only Leia option you have.
You want a Princess Leia,
but... If you are a young girl that's buying the Star Wars toys, the only option you have for Leia right then is Slave Leia.
If you want that.
If you want that. So it may have been the wrong move to have that be the first Leia.
Yeah. They were jumping all around with the... If you look at the assortment, they kind of jumped all around.
But either way, it's from the film. So if you're buying Star Wars toys, if they're into Star Wars and they're buying Star Wars, they know about that outfit. They've seen it
right.
in the movie.
They're not going to be shocked
Complain
by it.
Complain 30 years ago when the movie came out that she was in a bikini, because it's 30 years past now.
Right.
We are so into erasing any kind of image from the past that's like offensive now. If it was okay 30 years ago and it's still
been,
around.
It's been okay all up until now. They released
but
that
now,
figure.
Oh, let's erase it.
They released that figure in 1995. Everybody loved it. Everybody clamored for that figure. They've been asking for it for 20 years. Everybody's loved it up until now. It's been released in several iterations.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're going to show a couple parents in the Target parking lot and ask them if they're okay with it. Well, I don't care if they're okay with it or not. Because if you don't know, then you're not into Star Wars. And if you're not into Star Wars, you can't come into my Star Wars universe and tell me
what's right and what's
wrong. What I can and can't have.
Yeah, that's silly. That's ridiculous. Go in the Barbie aisle and start picking out the Barbie dolls and swimsuits.
Which,
then.
By the way, are way worse.
Look at those Bratz dolls.
Those Bratz figures.
They look terrible.
Those are...
At least Leia is being... In that outfit, she's put into a situation that, she's in big trouble, but she fights back and she kills Jabba. The champion. You know, that's
she kills. Spoiler alert: she kills Jabba.
Yeah, she's a hero in that outfit. Those Bratz dolls that are dressed like that, they're not being heroes or anything like that.
No, they're being selfish and they're going shopping.
They got their
and
cell phone and big lips
money.
With
they're
like a lipstick on them, and they've got little tiny skirts and stuff like that. How is that better?
How are,
can you explain that to me, Mister? I can't explain the chain. Can you explain to me how those are better?
How are the dead? Was it zombie brats or dead dolls or dead
Monster High or something like that? How are those better?
How's that?
Can
better?
You explain those to me?
Well, yeah.
Because I can explain to you why Leia is dressed like that and why she has the chain, but can you explain to me why those dolls are okay for your young girl to play with?
I can't. I have no answer for why.
He has no answer for that.
Why those dolls are promoting depression and a depressive lifestyle with?
Yeah, that's silly.
So that's silly crap. What time are we at here?
Oh, we're way long. Oh, that's only 55 minutes.
55 minutes.
It's still about time to wrap one up.
Okay. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, we should wrap one up.
We should wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, I had something else that was a big thing, but
it's already an hour, man.
It's too aggravating. I'm not even gonna.
We're supposed to be positive.
I'm not even gonna get into it.
It's not positive at all.
It's not positive.
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm. Hold on. Let me cue the music. All right, everybody. So yeah, sorry to. Just kick your doors in and
start
complaining about some stuff. We had some laughs, though.
Everywhere.
We had some laughs.
We had a few laughs.
You know,
not many. It was maybe a couple.
Yeah, there were some good things.
On this episode, you can just put meh.
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 That'll be the rating.
M-E-H.
Yeah.
Meh.
Just okay.
Meh. All right.
You got your money's worth.
Yeah.
This episode of Action Features was brought to you by Jarrell. Jarrell Skin Creams and Lotions.
That came out of nowhere.
Well, that's what I had.
All right, well.
He's been getting on me.
Okay.
I noticed you haven't been... He was going to be mad at me
Boys,
for doing a...
You haven't been promoting my products like you said you would.
That's right. We took the... We took the money and ran.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right, everybody. Have fun. Be safe out there.
Who's going to care about people's skin unless you care about people's skin?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Be safe.